I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, May 14th. Ohio is one of the top states for data centers. People around those facilities and at future locations are sounding the alarm about their land and water use, utility costs, and jobs that they create. The data center industry is starting to push back, though. Two Republican state lawmakers say they're putting together a joint committee to look into those citizen concerns and how the companies building those data centers are responding. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
The Ohio Joint Data Center Committee, meeting later this month, includes six Republicans and two Democrats. Republican Senator Brian Chavez says this is a fact-finding effort to bring in experts, government officials, citizens, and others, but admits it could end up superseding a data center study commission the House passed unanimously in March.
This doesn't necessarily have to replace it, but it seems to be the quicker vehicle that we're going to pursue right now.
Chavez says the goal is to get accurate information out and adds that data centers provide services that are important to everyday life. Higher energy costs and environmental damage are among concerns raised about data centers, and an effort to ask Ohioans to ban large data centers this fall continues. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The region has seen an uptick in foreclosure filings. This comes after a years-long decrease in foreclosures that occurred before the pandemic. That's according to an analysis done by the Dayton Daily News of Ohio Supreme Court filings from mid-February to early April. It shows a 354% increase in foreclosures. But Montgomery County is an outlier in this data. It shows steady increases in filing since 2020 after Treasurer John McManus focused on enforcement. County officials say decreased foreclosures in previous years can be tied to policies that help taxpayers keep their homes. But the housing shortage, mixed with pandemic pressures, caused property values to skyrocket in 2020. Things worsened in 2023, with Butler County seeing increases by 37% on average, and Montgomery and Greene counties seeing increases by 30% or more. Ohio jumped from 12th in the country for foreclosures in January to 6th in February, but it recently moved down to 9th place last month. This data reflects national trends, with filings rising 14% back in 2024. Thousands of people are expected in downtown Dayton on Saturday for a free festival aimed at preventing suicide in the LGBTQ+ community. It's organized by the National Conference for Community and Justice of Greater Dayton, also known as NCCJ. Organizers say the event has grown every year because the need for connection, support, and mental health resources also continues to grow. WYSO's Lee Wade reports.
6 years ago, NCCJ program director Lake Miller gathered with 25 high school students at the Trotwood YMCA to paint rocks with suicide prevention messages and words of affirmation. It's since grown into Pride Rocks, a free LGBTQ+ suicide prevention festival. About 4,000 people and more than 130 vendors are expected. Miller says the event was created in response to disproportionately high suicide rates in the LGBTQ+ community.
If you are someone who knows someone who may need these services, show up. If you're someone who is an ally for someone who may need these services, show up. And if you are someone who is struggling yourself, come through and connect with people, because hope is real and you don't have to go through this alone.
Pride Rocks takes place Saturday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Levitt Pavilion in Dayton. The event is free, family-friendly, and no registration is required. Anyone experiencing a mental health crisis can call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, or visit the Trevor Project. For WYSO, I'm Lee Wade.
And a note that NCCJ is a financial supporter of WYSO. A portion of the University of Dayton is being restructured. The UD Research Institute will transition into a nonprofit. It's the professional research arm of the university and is nationally recognized for its work in materials, structures, sensors, and autonomous systems, as well as energy and sustainment technologies. The university says this shift will enable the institute's flexibility to to meet the demanding requirements for specialized federal compliance. The change includes streamlining business operations, reducing administrative complexity, and empowering both entities to meet the demands of a rapidly growing research portfolio that nears $280 million in annual revenue. UD also says that this is a critical step in supporting UDRI's expanding physical and digital footprint. This facility is also the primary driver behind the Digital Transformation Center, which is the anchor tenant of the Think Dayton building. That's the first commercial structure at the On Main Innovation District. The Institute is its own legal entity, but is still owned and overseen by the University of Dayton. Should see some sun today with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Clouds move back in Friday with a high in the 70s. Those clouds will bring rain and thunderstorm chances for late Friday night into Saturday night, and maybe part of Sunday. But we'll see summer-like temperatures this weekend with highs in the low 80s Saturday and in the mid to upper 80s on Sunday. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Mike Fraser.